We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tzadik Hei Sif Ches HaKol HaMeisim regarding all other Neftarim. Im Leisham Arach HaShloshim, if you did not become aware of their passing until after the Shloshim and a Kriya, then he doesn't do Kriya anymore. However, Avav Elimay, I'm parent, Kriya La'olam, the God of Shema La B'Shashmiya, Kriya should always be done on the garments that he's wearing when he becomes aware of this bad news. But the clothing they put on afterwards, and Tzarchla Kriya, he doesn't have to do Kriya. The Kriya should be done even after 12 months. The Halacha de Shach says is that where Kriya has to be done, of course Kriya should be done. But where Kriya does not have to be done, one should not take the opinion, I'm going to be machmer and do Kriya, because then we're dealing with an issue about tashchis, of ruining a good garment for no reason. Siftes haregel mevatel gzeir shloshim gamlin kriya. Yontif takes away shloshim also for kriya. Lekein apaga regel teich shloshim. If there's a yontif during the shloshim, b'shach krayvim yochel litvar legamri berach keregel. Achem mincha one could sew up the tear erev yontif after mincha. While Avav V'imai, if it's a parent, Yachal Lishlol, he can make uneven stitches. Sifyot Karal Meis, if somebody did Kriya, Rachman Tzlan, or B'taych Shiva during the Shiva, Meis Le Meis Acher, he lost another relative. Marche Kamay Shloisha Etzbaz Manakera Rishon, he should distance from the first place where it's ripped three Tfachim, the Kerei Tefach, and he makes a rip there of a Tefach, or you should add to the original rip another tefach. Avalach shiva, after shiva, kozman shabegad kruolav, as long as he's wearing it, moisav kolshu, just add a drop, the dayo, and that's enough of a kriya. Achim rishin hayim shakroivim. But if the kriya that was done first was for other relatives, v'shenin, the second kriya that he has to do is because of avimai, a parent, as a filach shiva, even if the second kriya is being done after the completion of the shiva of the first relative, tzarech l'harchik shalosh etzbos, he has to distance at least three etzbos from the first place, ulekroy kadin, and to do a proper kriya. She'ein din aviv ima b'tesefes, just adding to an original kriya when the new avelis is an apparent is insufficient. V'odin meis tchil aviv. The same thing would be if the first kriya was for father, v'akach ima, and the second kriya is for a mother, or behepach, or vice versa. Sif yural shama pamach shemesu aviv v'imai. He heard at one time that both of his parents passed away. Or shnei kriya machem or other relatives. Kriya kara echel shnayim. One kriya is enough for both of them. Aval aviv v'imai echet mech mishak kriyavim. But if what he heard was that a parent and one of the other relatives died at the same time, so then the halach is that kareh tchilal aviv imay. First he does kriya on his parent, v'akach makash loish etzbos, and then distance the second place and do kareh alacher, do kriya on the other relative. When kriya is done, the person who's doing kriya has to know exactly for which relative he's doing the kriya. And therefore, if he was told that his father passed away and it turns out that it was his son, so if he becomes aware of that after Tech Dei Diba of the kriya, then he has to do the kriya over again. But if somebody did kriya because he was told you lost the relative, but when he did a kriya, he didn't know exactly which relative is the relative that he lost, then the kriya that was done, even though it wasn't done specifically for a specific relative, would be sufficient. If somebody did kriya on a person and with the assumption that that person is no longer alive, and then it turns out that that person was still alive when he did the kriya, if the person that he did, if he died, it's fine. If not, he has to do the kriya all over again. somebody was wearing a borrowed garment, and he does kriya on the borrowed garment without permission of the owner, it's not considered a valid kriya. We don't make a bracha on kriya, because of something which means that we're ruining something is not a place to make a bracha, says the Vidram. If a person is Rechman Tzlan going to start shiva, and he has to rip kriya, and he's wearing nice garments, the halacha allows him to change the garments and put on old garments and not such good garments to do the kriya on those garments. Sif Yubeis, Chol Shemes Lemes, if somebody's sick and he lost a relative, im data tzlula, if his head is clear, and Hashem Yochel Kriya Nation Mesuk Mechalyoy, he just can't do kriya because he's very ill, Pata Akach Melekroya, then he doesn't have to do kriya later, Elm Keno Daim Tech Shiva, unless it's during the Shiva. The Choshu Shav Schimum. Aval Em La Yochel Kriya Machem Shloys Loi Dat Tzlula. If somebody could not do kriya because at the time he became aware of the Avelis, his head wasn't clear. As a Kishtav Loi Dei Tzlula, when he will become clear-headed, as Shaschim Shloy, that's the moment that the halacha recognizes that he became aware of this situation. V'chayiv as Lekroya Tech Shloshim, if he becomes aware of it during the Shloshim, he should do Kriya then. And if it's a situation where he lost a parent, Rechman Tzlan, V'lovah V'limay Loilam, then he does Kriya forever, when he becomes aware of that situation. So if you give him a katan shemes lemes, if it was a katan that lost a close relative, I feel like yelachinach, even though he's very young, mekaron like kriya k'tzas, we do make some short, small act of kriya, mishum agmas nefesh. It doesn't even have to be a tefel, tefach, any type of kriya, all the halachas that we're learning don't really apply. It should just be a minimal kriya, Harvest evil, to make an evil. But that's only, again, if he's going to be sitting shiva, or he's going to be amongst other people, and then they'll see this young child who unfortunately is bavelis. But if he's not amongst other people, so there's not going to be any agmas nefesh caused by this kriya, then we don't have to make the kriya. However, if this child who's becoming an ovel is old enough to understand chinuch, then mitzvah l'kroya, he should have kriya k'may g'dolim like we do for all adults. Sif yada b'chalamayid, noigim dilans elush ein karim, chalamayid, we don't do kriya, kiyam alav avima, only for a parent. Bein b'yam mekfur, bein b'yam mishmua, whether was the day that they're being buried, or the day that he became aware of their p'tira. V'fil b'shmu r'chayki, even if it's past 30 days from when they were niftar. But if a parent was nifter on yontif, and we don't do kriya on yontif, then we won't do kriya on chalamayid. At achar regel, they won't do kriya until after yontif, when the shiva begins. But for other relatives, we don't do kriya until after the yontif. The Gemara disagrees, and the Gemara says that even by other relatives, kriya is done at the levaya, and then since it's Chol HaMoed, they put on regular clothing, and then after yontif, when they'll start the shiva, they'll put on the clothing which they did kriya on. Achim shama b'Chol HaMoed shmu kriva. If he heard on Chol HaMoed that about the passing of a relative, and a Chol HaMoed, it's still within the shloshim. But if he's going to wait, achi yontif, he's going to wait to do the kriya until after yontif, teirachayka, it'll already be after the shloshim from the p'tira, by kavna veikir b'chalamayid, then in those cases, you do kriya chalamayid. But if somebody heard a kshmur rechayka on chalamayid, even though he has to do kriya as we learned, the kriya should be waited. We should wait with the kriya till after yontif.